Real shit, good shave, barbasol. What's the words, Ryan? Close shave, barbasol.
Save America.
Yeah.
Because your balls are getting gross.
On our Patreon episode, we had our loyal patron, Mondo Magpie. We had some barbasol talk, the shaving cream, and he sent us a commercial that they play every game at the Columbus Crew that was at the, is that soccer?
That is soccer.
Soccer. Mm-hmm. And it was for barbasol. The guy's
football.
The guy's driving a barbasol truck and he gets home and he's got stubble and there's a note that says, what was it? Shave. Hello, handsome.
Welcome
or something.
Home, handsome.
And he shaves and then he walks into the bedroom and there's his wife with some pancakes and she's in one of his shirts. And it was sexy pancakes or
sexy
sex pancakes.
Pancakes.
Right.
So I would love to see her come home and he's got a can of barbasol out for her with a stick of beef jerky.
Because she's a fan of beef jerky.
Go ahead and shave that thing up, sweetheart.
Yeah, go ahead and save that clam.
Close shave barbasol.
Yeah, sex of beef jerky.
So I can find your clam.
Plenty of sodium in this commercial.
Johnny, who's your favorite pro wrestler?
Let's not keep that going.
Come on, we did that on
that. We can't do another old Patreon episode. That's what people pay the money for.
Well, I know.
You don't. Yeah, and they pay money for it, and you still don't answer the question.
Well, that's because I liked it. It's called a cliffhanger, Ryan. It's
you
good
make
story.
A good politician. You'd answer the question without actually answering the question.
Call that's it a clit hanger.
That's way, whoa, Ryan. We're only 2 minutes in. Save it.
Ah, well, if you say it after the first minute, you don't get demonetized.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't think that's the rule at all.
That's a YouTube rule. Well,
here's the problem. We'd have to be monetized first.
That's true. Well, that's this week's episode, everybody. Johnny, what are you eating over there in that bowl?
It's a little bit of rice mixed with some gyro and some chicken.
You're eating gyros?
And some beef. Just gyro meat, not a gyro sandwich.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the money in Europe.
Mm. Yeah, I know that money's useless here, but you don't eat it. Mm-hmm. You might go to Europe again.
Yeah, it's not a very good exchange rate, so I'm just swallowing it all up.
I know. Ryan's had a bellyful change back in the day.
That's right. Yeah. A good episode.
Oh, Ryan the Bank Niemiller.
You could take that to the bank, and you just point at your stomach.
And I just jiggle my belly, and it goes, shing, 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 shing.
Take that to the bank, the belly bank.
So you're eating gyro meat? Is that technically lamb?
It is. It sure is.
You've changed, Johnny.
How have I changed, Brent?
You know, back in the day, you'd be sipping on some whiskey.
That's
eating
true.
All kinds of, what's a food that Philly offers? A cheesesteak?
What a fuck.
What a fuck. Does yeah. producer Amal love a cheesesteak? Has she adapted to your Philadelphia lifestyle since you're from Pennsylvania?
I feel like she, depending on what the cheesesteak looked like, she might be willing to give it a whirl.
Okay, with the whiz on it? Cheese with the whiz?
Don't think whiz is going to be the way to go with her, considering she likes... You know, real cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You telling me that spray can cheese ain't real cheese?
I feel like it's a biological weapon, but somehow we eat it.
Dude, that's making me really want it right now. Some Ritz crackers, but like off-brand store Ritz.
Just go gar like a whipped cream can.
I want to do cheese whippets, but instead of like just getting high, I just want to eat the cheese.
Just shove the cheese up your nose.
Yeah, I just want to. Oh, so man. It comes out my mouth and have like a cheese string.
Yeah.
Pull it back and forth. Just
CNN, Cheesy Nose Niemiller.
Cheesy Nose Niemiller is what they call me.
He's a good man and thorough.
Thorough. Guys, I took to the internet because we have a story this week.
Oh, man. Why do you have to do that?
Dan, you are a
provide content for this show.
We don't have content, Brent. It's a dumb show with dumb people hosting it.
Otherwise, we'd just be sitting here pulling our puds, talking about whatever shit you're eating this week.
That's exactly Euro what meat. It is. Just three dummies who happen to have technology.
Two dummies and Brent Terhune.
That's what we should have named the podcast.
Come on,
I'm disappointed
now.
Disappointed we didn't.
I graduated with honors, man.
Two guys, a girl, and a pizza podcast. What we should have named it. We have a 2024 Uber Lost and Found Index. I think we talked about this last year for 2023. The shit people lost in Ubers. Did we talk about that? You seen this? You heard about this, folks?
I think you... that's our Jane Leno impression, everybody.
That's also my impression of Owen when he gets upset.
He's got
that knee miller temper already.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, it's scary. I don't like it.
Would you say you have a temper, Ryan? Because I've never seen it, but
yeah, because you know better than to not act right.
I know. What do you tell Brent Terhune with one black eye?
Nothing. You already told him.
Make a better dinner.
Whatever the fuck. Goddamn Euro meat as it hits the wall.
I just throw my lamb at your face.
I work too goddamn hard.
So I do have a temper, but I've worked really hard, and I was never that bad at this to begin with. But I don't direct it at people very often. Like, so I'll get really like I'm definitely gonna be the dad that you would hear about from like people who grew up in the 70s and 80s, who they just like I don't know where dad is, and you just hear from the garage, God damn it, motherfucker. I'm that guy. I need to kind of get that out of me. And then it's gone. But I'm not someone who would like kick the dog or like
hurt other things.
Like I'm not gonna break anything, but like in that moment, I think for me to be able to handle what's going on, I have to get that energy out. And producer Ann once described me as having such a good voice that you could be abusive if you wanted to be. She said it like it was a compliment. She's like, you could really be abusive.
You know why, Ryan? You have such a loud delivery. You have a wide range with your mouth.
Yeah, I got a wide range of my asshole too.
Yeah, park right a truck over. In that thing.
Now that's that theater degree, son. I can.
Well, everyone knows you can project from both ends.
I bring it from here.
From your diaphragm. From
here, and then I push it down there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jim Brewer has a good bit about what you were saying, going to the garage. You guys know that Jim Brewer bit about he just goes to the garage and just hits things. So you can tell when he's mad when you just hear, dink, dink, dink. Yeah.
Actually, Jim Brewer is one of those comics that, like, I wouldn't laugh out loud at that many comics over the years. He was one that he'd kill me, dude.
Not recently.
But his act outs were so freaking good, and his voice, and just like his committing to the commitment. I know he had one come out recently. I forget. I think
it was a bunch of bird noises and talking about COVID-19.
Could have been.
Yeah, he's of all the grifting types now, he's the one that disappointed me personally the most. Because I was a big fan of him. His SNL days, I thought he was phenomenal. He made me laugh bunches. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, if he was still just doing that, like, it's because, like, he's not someone that I look at and think is very smart, to where I think his political takes have any kind of meat to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody can have shitty political takes, but if he's still just doing, you know, a hand puppet impression of a dog pooping, I could still laugh at that.
That is funny. Know? Yeah.
Yeah. I could still giggle at that. But when he's trying to like make these, like, it's the same thing like the Rob Snyder. Like, he's not smart. So I don't think his right wing stuff is, I don't care that he's right wing per se. I'm like, you're also stupid. So none of this like works. Just do the animal too. That's what I want to see instead. Like,
you can do it.
You don't want to see the animal too.
I didn't see the animal one.
Here's the thing. I mean, I don't care what, I don't really give a shit what people believe. I still get along with them. I'm friends with conservatives.
You middle of the road pussy.
Exactly.
I stand for something.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want to stand. I sit down.
Oh, Jonathan Fence sitting LaQuasto.
How's that asshole? You got a fence post in it?
Yeah, I take the seat off my bicycle. What of it? But no, my point is, I've dealt with Rob Schneider in person, and he's just an asshole. I don't really.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care what he does, what his thoughts are about anything, because I stopped paying attention to Rob Schneider like 8 or 9 years ago. So I don't really care. Jim Brewer, I think I met him once. He was cool as shit. And honestly, I'm always gonna be a fan of just how funny he truly is. whatever he says on social media and shit, I don't care. Because once again, I don't pay attention. I just don't care.
You have no morals. You stand for nothing.
I got no time.
Time
I
for
no,
what?
I have no time to have.
I got time to bleed, and I ain't got time for morals.
Once you have a family and you're trying to survive, I don't pay attention to anything.
Johnny, I have a family and I'm trying to survive. I still have like thoughts on things.
Yeah.
It's not my entire life. I don't spend 12 hours a day fighting with idiots on Twitter, but I still have opinions.
I didn't say I didn't have opinions. I just
literally what you just said. I don't have time.
My opinion is, why would I care?
Too goddamn hard to have opinions.
Why would I give a shit what Rob Schneider and Jim Brewer have to say about the world? That ain't their place, so I don't care. That's my opinion.
I'm only getting less family, so I got all the goddamn time in the world.
If you're Neil deGrasse Tyson, then I give a shit about what you have to say, because you are probably one of the smarter people on the planet. Then I give a shit.
I saw somebody was like, he's only got one degree in astrophysics. He's only got the one degree. Well, it's one more than you, asshole. I don't know if he's smart. He seems smarter than me.
What about Uber, since Johnny's not going to jump fence on this one?
The top number one item lost in Ubers is Johnny's morals. Number one.
Dignity. Number one.
Here's the top 10 most commonly forgotten items in Uber. Ubers are probably the same as last year. Number one, going to number 10. Clothing, luggage, headphones, wallet, jewelry, phone, camera, tablet or book, laptop, and vape.
The first thing I noticed looking at this gentleman.
What about the drugs?
I'm impressed that enough people are carrying an individual camera, because like almost everybody I know, unless they're a professional photographer, their phone is their camera.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that people are also forgetting cameras in the car.
I forgot my Nikon.
Not my Polaroid disposable one-use camera.
Not my handy cam. Those are all. I'm so worried I will lose my headphones because I spent the big bucks and I got the AirPods.
Those are like $40, eh?
A couple $40. and I'm very worried because I put them in the washer, but I got the warranty, so they just replaced them. But we got producer wife the same AirPods, and it's the same white case. So now I have to check them to make sure that it's my earwax and skin in there as opposed to hers, which is gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
But it's true. Hers tastes different than mine.
That's how you're gonna clean it out.
Nope, that's producer wife.
It's got a lot of water damage in these headphones.
Okay, these aren't my Power Beats.
These aren't hers either. I don't know where I'm getting these headphones. there's forgetful cities. I would say most of these. What would you call all these party cities? Miami, L.A., Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, Orlando, Phoenix, Tampa Bay, Denver, Austin.
I mean, yeah, those are, I would
like
say
all those have an NFL team except for Orlando.
Well, Austin doesn't.
Austin doesn't too. They just got Joe Rogan.
They got a lot of shit.
Joe Rogan.
Those are party cities, guaranteed. Yeah.
Here's the 50 most unique items. A frontal hair toupee.
Wow.
So
how do you forget that?
Yeah, I guess you got to be pretty drunk to lose your hair.
It's on the front of your head, dog.
Yeah. Hot sauce and a breathalyzer. Those are two things that somebody forgot. I left a leaf in your car. That's much needed. Somebody said a leaf.
A leaf.
I can only assume it's to the middle of their dining table. They're like, I got to have this leaf because the company's
much
coming.
Needed. Yeah. Yeah, we're hosting a party. I need this leaf.
It's maple. Yeah.
Two containers with spiders in them.
What?
Yeah.
They're probably spideologists.
We have your spideologist. Okay, do you think Dr. Dickfish would be so absent-minded to leave a dickfish in an Uber?
My dear brother, Dr. Dick Fish, I don't know if he would ever take an Uber. He is, I love him dearly, but he's such a control freak. I don't know if he would ever let anyone else drive a vehicle.
You're kidding.
Especially
me.
When he had important spidologist equipment in there.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's how Spider-Man was started, I think. Somebody forgot a radioactive spider at an Uber.
In the Uber. He was driving Uber, and he was like, wow, what? The power.
Peter Parker missed the bus, and his mom's like, Peter, take that Uber. And he hopped in an Uber and got his ass bit by a bunch of spiders.
That's the 2023. My brother has found ticks in an Uber before, or like a rental car. Rental car, not an Uber. So it's like
any public surface.
Things can go south fast.
Bed bugs. Do you guys check the beds when you go into a hotel?
I used to not that pull that shit up until Anne basically threatened to divorce me if I ever brought bed bugs home.
Yeah, she threatened to divorce me and you.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Oh, are we brother wives?
I think we're Eskimo brothers, right? I was going to break it to you. We're Eskimo brothers, Ryan.
Oh, cool. Whatever, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
She has been in a much better mood recently. So.
Yeah.
That's the new title of the podcast, Eskimo Bros and Johnny.
and Cuck Johnny.
I just don't know. Two containers of spiders. How do you forget that?
I don't know. Back to your bed bugs question. I remember I got eaten alive. I think it was a hotel, if I recall correctly, in Rhode Island. I was doing a college, and of course, like a cheap ass, I got the cheapest hotel I could.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you how high class this hotel was, the hotel key had a pizza coupon on the back of it. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's one of them hotels. And I slept in the bed about maybe 6 hours one night. And holy shit, within 24 hours, whole body, just red bumps everywhere.
Yeah. What did you do? Did you get rid of everything?
I just started stabbing all the bumps till I bled out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you rub some lamb on it?
A little bit of gyro meat.
Gyro meat.
What did you do with your luggage and everything?
What do you mean?
Did you wash all of it? Did you get rid of it? Or have you just had bed bugs?
No, they were just in the bed. I didn't put my luggage in the bed.
But that shit gets everywhere. You know that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, all these
It's like Frank's Red Hot that was forgotten in this Uber. Yeah,
shit gets everywhere.
Well, I guess I flew home with some bed bugs then.
Ugh, God. Producer wife makes me check the bed.
So, I don't blame her.
Beyonce fold-up fan. A tray of meat pie.
Wow, I'd be so pumped if I got in and it was sitting there. Give me that meat pie.
I'm just going to eat some Uber meat.
Yeah. You're real paranoid about bed bugs, but you'll just eat car meat.
You protein.
As long as it's gyro meat.
If you keep the seat warmer on, that's like a crock pot.
Yeah.
Jar of oysters, ceramic cat, a personalized blanket with a picture of me and my dog. Aw. I'd love to just keep that and somebody like, who's that? And I'm like, I don't know. They forgot it in my Uber.
I don't love them, though.
A small rat skeleton prop. I would forget that because I do have a small rat skeleton prop.
Okay.
I just have a small rat skeleton.
We call them Ratabooey.
Yeah. We call ours Rat-Lean.
Rat-Lean. ours is about the same size as our cat Margie, so we did get a picture of her. Next to the rat skeleton, and I said it was before and after. Mm-hmm. And then we got sad about our pet's inevitable demise.
Demise, yeah, that's going to happen.
And Margie is Soup Cat or Paw and the Wife Cat?
Margie is Margie, and Soup Cat is Soup Cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
He puts his paw in places it shouldn't go.
like poussoirs.
Oh, mi amor, I smell you poussoirs.
All of a sudden, the cat is that damn rapist skunk. What was the one from?
Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, there you go, yes.
Poussoir.
It's that Cajun.
Cajun Gordon Sully.
A candle that says, see you in court. I like that.
That's a solid candle. I wonder. It probably smells like a wooden pew. What else? Pew! In a courtroom.
A fake tooth.
Yeah. Okay.
A retainer. I had a retainer. I should be still wearing it, I think, but really? You know, it's hard to catch any poussoir when you got a retainer.
Yeah. When you got did you have full headgear or just the retainer?
Just the retainer. I had braces for I think 5 years.
Oh, and then, came from money. All right.
I did well, you know. And then my teeth have gotten slowly more crooked since then.
Your mustache is crooked.
But I got the retainer about the same time I started doing radio in college. So I had to take him out because otherwise I'd be like, WICR, jazz and classical music, that's a cut above.
Up tonight, it's a two for Tuesday.
So oh, yeah. I took it out and I was like, jazz and classical music, that's a cut above.
I feel like Brent is too young. I think headgear was already gone by the time Brent had his braces, Ryan.
Like I saw one kid with headgear and god damn, I felt so bad for him. Cause it looks like a saw trap on your head, you know?
I do know.
gray tub of surgical implants.
What does that
mean? I got all these titties that somebody left in my car.
Hey, who needs some saline titties?
Yeah. I went the cheap route and got my fake titties on Craigslist. So I just need somebody to put them in. I brought my own parts.
I now have a hip replacement in my trunk.
With titties.
Yeah.
Police grade handcuffs.
Police grade. Wow.
Police grade. So not fuzzy.
No. So these are the handcuffs. If you want to get kinky, you could also get crimp. Yeah.
You whip those out, your body cam automatically turns off.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
My live pet animal turtle. I don't know why they phrased it that way.
Yeah, I'm glad to know it's an animal turtle.
I have pet animal turtle.
Hold on. Somebody
turtle.
Someone left a live turtle.
We're live, pal.
No, Johnny, the animal turtle. Huh? The animal turtle.
It's the turtles.
A live animal turtle.
Oh, don't let Shredder find out I left my live pet animal turtle.
Hey, real question. What did we talk about on the Patreon so I can label this stupid shit on our Patreon?
No, Barbasol.
Yeah, Barbasol.
And your favorite wrestler that you never answered.
You fucking dodged, you fence post sitting cuck.
There you go. Enjoy.
I bet you would sell out the toitles to Shredder because you just like, hey, he needed to know, man. I don't want to pick sides.
Waist beads and a burrito steamer.
I'm sorry. What's a waist bead? Is that the beads that go in your bunghole?
I think it's when you get like a belly dancer, maybe.
Okay.
Purdue's wife and I went to a Greek restaurant one time and I got the Greek paschetti. Johnny, which had lamb meat. It had
did it have gyro meat?
Gyro meat, yeah.
That's solid spaghetti right there, dude.
But it was like, I don't know what time of day it was, like evening, where they had a dancer come around to the tables and she had these loud ass clickety clack things around her.
Yeah.
Her waist, and she had like a, you know, she was like a belly dancer, but she like danced at our table for far too long. Uh-huh. I think it's because I kept tipping her. But no,
and staring at a jugs.
But it was, it was like had loud music playing. But it's also, I don't know if you've ever had like a mariachi band play at your table, where it's too goddamn loud, and you're also like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Should I keep eating? Should
Especially
I look at them?
If they're singing, because they get really rip.
Brent, what you're talking about right now is literally the reason that I'm petrified with fear to go to a strip club.
Hey, now
that's different.
But like I've never gone to a strip club, but like I also feel that at a certain point I'll be like, yeah, you can go. Yeah. you don't just gotta stay here. I've tipped you what I'm going to tip you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to look now.
Oh, cool boy.
I think you're supposed to look at like three things, four things, maybe.
Ah, yeah. If it's that
and
chick,
the eyes ain't one of them.
Boussoir.
It's that chick from Total Recall.
Yeah, what she got? Yeah, three tits.
I wish that I had three hands for your titties.
I'm looking for my live pet animal turtle and some tree titted
if there's two things I love more in this world than anything. Number one, my live pet animal turtle. Number two, bitches with three titties. That's it.
Oh, I love them tri-titted broad. Tri-tits, that's what I call them.
Like, don't you have a son? I said what I said.
My title.
My title is my real son. I've left all my money. I left my money on my third tit.
You know, hey, where do you get them bras for the three tits?
Yeah, how do you do it? You gotta do custom jobs? You gotta get on Etsy?
I left expensive blueberries that are special that I need that the store is completely, I gotta sold out of. There's two packages that I absolutely need. I gotta have these blueberries now.
They're for my live pet animal toidle.
The toidle.
Why do I keep leaving things in Ubers?
Also, this guy also lost his, he said, my girlfriend's pregnant pills.
My girlfriend's pregnant.
He called them pregnant pills.
What are those?
I assume it's birth control. Yeah, you got to get them treated bronze pregnant pills.
Or what if she is pregnant and maybe he means the
nausea pills?
No, the
prenatal vitamins.
There you
stuff.
Go, Ryan. Yeah.
The morning after pill.
Yeah, as someone who recently put a baby in some lady, mm-hmm. I know what the pills are. The prenatal vitamins. Don't give them to your live pet animal toidle, though. They'll get sick.
Either way, I know they're not called pregnant pills.
Yeah. Regardless of what way they're going, there's no such thing as pregnant pills.
Yeah, I slept on one of them pregnant pills. Now I got it for life. A small box containing a gnome. And I can only assume that was a fake gnome.
No, I'm hoping live.
Yeah, a live animal gnome.
Yeah, my live animal gnome.
Stand up, paddle, board, paddle.
Oh, man.
It's just the paddle. Remember the board.
Is that thing not big as like, it's, how do you forget a huge-ass paddle that I'm sure barely fit in the car?
I just love playing ping pong with my Flexo Light ping pong paddle.
Not to pepper. We drank about 9 Dr. Peppers. Painting from SeaWorld. It was wrapped up in a roll, and I love it.
I need you to know, this is not a shit painting that I hate.
This is from SeaWorld.
I love it.
It was painted by a killer whale. A playbill
with the blood of the trainer the that it just killed.
Also, my pet animal toidle.
It was autographed by the severed leg of the trainer who went.
A playbill from the Spamalot show at the Kentucky or the Kennedy Center.
Why? Wow, people really think so. This is ranging from like actual
important items.
The people just having shit that they thought was important that they're mm-hmm. remembering. Okay.
Well, I'll be honest with you. So, producer Ann and I, for our first anniversary, we're trying to do like more clever versions or like something we like more of like the stereotypical, like the first anniversary is supposed to be paper. Mm-hmm. So we went and saw the Book of Mormon at the Pantages Theater in L.A.
Wait, what mm-hmm. do you mean paper? What's that mean?
That's just
you don't know the gifts, Johnny.
That's like the traditional gift you're supposed to give for the first anniversary. It's paper.
What like what?
Money?
No, it could be just something that's paper themed, Johnny. Oh.
God damn.
Fuck.
Could you send me this link or this book or list?
Yes, you dumb bitch. Just look it up.
Okay.
No, but so what we have that's quote unquote paper is the playbills from going to watch that. We went on our anniversary to watch that. So our paper gift. And we're also trying to do like events. So like for a second anniversary, we went to the zoo, which is, I believe Cotton is the second one.
Yep. Wild animals.
And we brought home a live pet animal toidle.
Live animal toidle.
We named him Cotton. No, we got like a couple of big stuffies from the zoo.
Oh, Ryan, coming up third anniversary. That's leather. You could finally get that dominatrix outfit.
Leather.
I need something that screams leather daddy.
Yeah.
Fruit or flowers is fourth year. Wood, candy or iron, wool or copper, pottery or bronze, willow or pottery, you know, like a willow tree, tin or aluminum. Number 11 is Euro meat.
Yeah.
So
why'd you get that 11th one, man? It gets delicious.
Number 12 is a live animal toito. Number 13 is three tits.
It's a third tit for your broad.
Yeah, hey doctor, I'm thinking like maybe we could do right in the middle of the other two, or maybe one on the back. I don't know. Whatever you can do. There's also plastic, glass, emerald. 60th is diamond. 60 is diamond. So
right. Well, I don't think any of us. We don't got to worry about that, do we?
No. No, I'm going to die before that, or the marriage ain't going to make it that long. Either one. the number 23 on this Uber list just says my robot.
Okay. Just my robot.
My robot. Benihana garlic butter.
Okay.
Contraceptive Plan B from Costco and a Bobless Pro massager machine. So somebody was partying that night.
Not to be confused with my wife's pregnant pills.
panic button. I don't know what that means entirely. A spear and a furry foxtail. So we got some. That was probably the people that were staying in the room next to you, Ryan.
Yeah, that was probably the furry orgy.
Taylor Swift autographed. Framed.
If I get that autograph back and there's no frame, so help me God.
Fart sensor, Bravo Con wristband.
Wait, we're just gonna blow over fart sensor.
Does that sense like if somebody has farted, or is that like you hide it in a car?
I think it's like one of those carbon monoxide detectors.
Yeah, where it goes off if somebody's been farting too much.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think.
A best day ever foam sign.
Hashtag best day ever.
And by the way, the fart sensor is the 31st anniversary.
That's true.
My wife's like, I needed that right away.
Do your significant others fart in front of you? We probably already talked about this.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I mean, it's nothing that we're. It doesn't happen like on purpose. Like you don't run. Like we're not running up to each other and be like, but you know, life happens.
Oh, so you don't love each other is what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
The other day, I went into the gas station and producer wife was in the car, so I let one rip as I was getting out, and I closed the door. Yeah, she was very mad, and she got me back later by, like, we were coming in the house, and she goes, oops, and I go, what? And then she farted on me, so.
One time, we were also at a gas station, and I was, you know, I got the gas. And right before I got back in the car, I let it rip, but it was so loud she heard it through the car door. And I just heard her go, dying laughing because I thought I was getting away with it.
Yeah. So Anne is very good. Hers shockingly rarely smell, but she gets very good acoustics.
Oh.
They're acoustically, but she doesn't like to play that game. It's not that we're embarrassed, just. My farts are a billion times more disgusting than hers.
And mostly and liquid.
And she knows. Well, because I fart by shitting my pants, as any grown man should.
That's everybody before.
There's no, maybe this will be a poop. It's guaranteed.
It's like, oh, you made a hilarious sounding cute fart? Well, I just shit my fucking pants.
Oh. What if that was like a thing that you thought was fun?
Yeah, dude, I got her so good, man. I got under the covers and then pulled it up over her head, then shit my pants.
Ryan has to take. I'm sorry, Anne has to take Ryan to be a guest on like Maury Povich for like one of those problem behaviors. And then the caption is Ryan shits his pants on purpose.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what, man? I'm my own fucking man. Or I just, I get married, I can't shit my fucking pants no more. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I farted it.
You don't know me. You don't know me.
Yeah, you know who doesn't mind when? My live pet animal turtle. He lets me shit my pants.
And it, like, it's got footage of you in the green room just sitting there, just constantly raising up one cheek. Hey, do you got one of them tree-titted broads back there?
You don't got no fart sense in here, do you?
Somebody forgot three feathers.
Okay.
Tree. Number 33 is a fake butt.
Which is similar. I think it might be the same guy who left behind the plastic hips and the
tip. Yeah. I can only assume the fake butt is for sex purposes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for fucking it.
Poster of Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Killary.
Oh, Killary.
Panty liner and $1,000. That's all I can remember.
Along with a poster of Hillary Clinton.
Some lotion or my thong. I may have lost it there or something else. I don't know. Meditation crystals.
Oh, man.
Undergarments, bread, pack of ham and mayo. So this was like a store run, I think.
Yeah.
But just a pack of ham and mayo is all they had.
You ever like forgot a whole bag at the store?
I think I've forgotten items that I remember purchasing, and then I got home and I was like, what a fuck?
Guess I just lost $8.
Yeah, I will tell you, I'm one of those people who, like, that stuff, even if, like, monetarily it's not that big a deal, it bothers me for literal years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember during the pandemic, we left a 12-pack of caffeine-free Diet Mountain Dew on the bottom of the cart.
I
forgot to put it in the car. Still bothers me. One of my, like, most burned into my head memories from being a kid, I was, like, 7 years old, and we walked from the trailer park over to the grocery store, and I remember buying two Matchbox cars, or, like, Hot Wheels cars, and then on the way back, in that same little shopping center, we stopped at Renfro's, which was like the local little pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the little bag there and sat it down. We were just hanging out. Forgot the bag with my Hot Wheels in it. Ugh. Walked home, realized I forgot it. Ran back. The bag was gone.
Of course, you can't leave Matchbox cars in a trailer park pizza stop.
And it still to this day bothers me so much that I forgot those. Because my mom would not give me $2 more to go buy two new cars.
What a saint she is.
We didn't talk for 35 years.
Yeah. Meanwhile, your dad was at home just pickling pickles in jars. And
yeah. Just the trying only thing to, that distracted me from the scent.
Trying to make my son some Matchbox money.
My father's beard softener.
Well.
I can relate.
Yeah.
Big sentimental carrying jug. I don't know what that means.
I think it's got the soul of Marcellus Wallace in it.
paternity test.
Well, we need one.
You think they knew the, hey, I either forgot my paternity test or her pregnant pills.
Yeah. We peed on it in the Uber and then forgot to check it. Can we please?
If you forget that, you are the father.
Number 44, Johnny, WWE Championship belt.
Oh, you cannot forget that in the car.
Those aren't cheap.
No, they're not. Well, it depends on how, you know, what kind.
If you get a good one, yeah.
Yeah, they could be $400 or $500, dude.
Harry Potter wand engraved with the name Alexander.
I'd keep it.
Our friend Ryan, Jeff Bodart, makes wands.
Oh,
did you know that?
I vaguely remember that. I'm more familiar with his pictures.
He draws. Portrait. He's an artist. Yeah,
he's a very good as much as I like to make fun of Bodart, he's legitimately a great artist. Like, he does like pictures of celebrities and stuff.
Yeah, like pencil drawings. He's very good. But then he also makes wands. He's into crystals. You give him some information, he'll make a wand out of a certain kind of wood, and he does very well for himself. That's true. But he's like, those wands aren't cheap if you see him at conventions, and they're real.
Yeah, and this they have magic inside them.
Also, this one says, I lost my wizard woman. okay. Jeep Liberty engine, please call me. I think somebody just fucking with us now.
Yeah,
an entire engine.
I might have left my garden fence in the trunk. Large sticker with a dancing cartoon that says Spanky Fest on it.
How long is this goddamn list? We got to go.
Three
it's
more.
Bitty.
We just got the name of this episode. It's called Spanky Fest.
Yeah.
And then number 50. I skipped some, Johnny. Three Japanese ceramic decorative cats. One gold, one black, and one pink. All fist sized.
I thought you were just going to say three Japanese people.
I think there are three Japanese women, and they were all part of the posse of Gwen Stefani.
Ooh. All right. Well, before we go, can I read a couple of Donna Hart jokes real fast?
Yes, please. Yes.
First off, comments from last week's episode. Oh. Robin Richards, of course, she had a waterbed in the early 90s. I'd give it a 5 out of 10 for smacking clams. That's what Robin said. Wow.
Is that lesbian stuff?
I think that's Robin's greatest comment of all time.
Yeah, that's why we call her Throbbin' right there.
Is this episode called Smackin' Clams now?
Oh, boy. That's a good one. Mondo Magpie says, I enjoyed the obscure Weird Al Dare to be Stupid reference. I think I tossed that in there that you guys no-sold, and that's okay. Lil Jesse said, as a six-year-old, I poked tons of holes in my pregnant babysitter's waterbed. While I was on a timeout for being bad, she woke up in the middle of the night thinking her water broke.
That's pretty good.
Oh, I didn't even do it out of meanness. I was just bored. That's the great. Oh, that's a round of applause, little Jesse, for that.
Quick, call 911. My waterbed broke. My pregnant pills.
Ah, there's my live pet animal turtle. It was in the waterbed.
My wife's pregnant pills just got wet. Go ahead, Ryan. Okay.
I'm gonna do three a threefer of Donna Hart originals.
Please.
If people you haven't seen for a long time come up to you and say, I can remember you when you were skinny, emoji, shrug emoji, answer like I do. I'm cute, witty, loving, and funny. If I was thin too, that would be just rude. A snob, I'm not. Then a bunch of emojis.
She's such a wordsmith.
She really is.
I'm cute, witty, and three of titty.
I'll pet my live pet animal turtle. I'm telling you, like this topic is her fucking Jim Gaffigan hot pocket.
Okay.
Pretty sure I have reached a whole new level of procrastination today, but I think I will worry about it tomorrow.
Yeah, one-liner, zing, motherfucker.
This one's this one goes. These are my favorite that she does because they go all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to start with this line a lot too. Snap, crackle, pop kind of day.
Wow.
Rolled out of bed, made it off the floor finally. She started tons of jokes with that. Notice we have been invaded by dust bunnies. She always talks about the goddamn dust bunnies.
Wow.
Put out my bird feeders and got my poles in place to hang bird bath in houses and flower baskets.
Fuck yeah.
Cleaning out the flower beds and planters and we'll get fresh dirt and mulch here in the next 2 weeks. My thumb isn't quite green, but not brown yet. Have a wonderful Sunday. She's going to put her thumb in her poor boyfriend's ass.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
That still fake brown butt.
That's all of them? That's all of them, though. That was a threefer.
Thank you, Donna. Let's do the patrons.
Oh, yeah.
To have sex with them.
Yeah, they don't pay us that much, am I right?
Hey, look, it's an alien.
Patreon.com/cafeteriapod for as little as $5 a month. You can get a free episode every single week that's just for you. You get video versions. We give you extra content on there when we think about it. And you get your name read at the end. Like these wonderful people. Mikey 3D, Risk Inverse, Lil Jesse, Ryan International, Man of Mystery, the Ginger Beard Man, Sarah Kitsini, Misty Young, Kermit. How much money do you make, Paddock?
Oh, he beats it. Nice.
He changes. Yeah, he's changing it weekly, it looks like. Christina Downey. Oh, Paul Ray.
Wah, wah, wah.
Jeff from Philly. Casey Venema.
Ronda.
Craig Monroe. Nicole. Josh Hughes. TC Libby. Prafro. Todd Curtis. Jacob Schwartz. Amanda. Matthew. Malin. The Cafeteria Tag Team Champions, Jason the Mondo Magpie Nicholson, and his partner, Mike Mad River Madman Hawk.
Ding, Bronwyn ding.
Devonshire of the Lady. Tom's Ringsting, a.k.a. Dub Boss, Bart Krasafi, JR, and Throbbin. Robin Richards. That old clam smacker. We love you.
Yeah. All right, Brent, tell the people about you.
My website is CrippleThreat8 on all the socials. Brent,
wait, what?
On a horror movie podcast called They're Coming to Get You. Mm-hmm. We just did, we took a break from our remake season, and we did a little movie that just came out on streaming called Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, yeah, this was a little doll, right?
Nope, not at all.
I thought it was a doll person.
Nope. It's set in the 70s, and it's a late night TV show, and the guy's trying to overtake Johnny Carson in the ratings, and he has an exorcism on the show. So we just did that. We're also going to have Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2003, and we also just had out Friday the 13th, 2009. They're Coming to Get You. I'll be at the comedy. Go ahead.
Was that based on a true story, though, that horror movie?
Which one?
Where the guy's trying to beat Carson in the ratings.
No, unless it's the story of Jay Leno.
Got it. Go ahead.
Where he, hey, you seen this? Next week, I will be in Bloomington, Indiana at the lovely Comedy Attic, one of my favorite clubs. And then a few weeks after that, the May 16th through the 18th, I'll be at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Ryan.
Hi. Oh, okay. CrippleThreat.com, CrippleThreat8 on all the stuff. Coming up, the next thing I got, next weekend, I'm in Warsaw, Indiana on May 4th at the Wagon Wheel Center for the Arts. Then I'm kind of just watching the boy for a little bit. But then end of May, May 30th through June 1st, I'm at the Looney Bin in Tulsa. And then that next weekend, June 6th and 8th, I'm at the Looney Bin in Little Rock. And then also in June, the 22nd, I'm at Soul Joe's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. I'm also started a new why can't I talk words right now? I have started a new YouTube channel that I'm going to start putting some nerd content up. I'm going to have the first couple of videos up here in the next couple weeks is the plan. It is youtube.com/@clubnub. Give that a follow. I would appreciate it.
I bought the pet animal turtle.
Oh man, you can watch my special on the YouTube. Other than that, yeah. And as always, cloche Barbasol.
Smacking clams.
Smacking clams with Barbasol and pancakes. Fuck yeah.